Dr. Aaron Motsoaledi, he is your health minister. You know that. But he is hopping mad. He is not happy with what happened at Charlotte Mateka. You would have heard about that. You would have seen about it or seen it unfold on television as the cameras were filming what's been happening there. He'll be giving you some insights behind this, of course, Nahawu workers. Dr. Aaron Motsoaledi, thank you very much for your time. The health minister, good having you on the show.
Thank you, Kino, and thank you to the listeners.
Now, the workers were obviously wanting to be paid overtime bonuses 2015-2016 financial year until the 2017-2018 financial year. But a lot of people would argue, no matter what your demand, you don't put people's lives in danger. You don't trash, institutions that are there to save lives. You visited the place, Dr. Motsoaledi. What did you see? What were you told?
I wasn't happy at all, Kino. The issue of labor demands, I understand them very well. That is between them and the Gauteng Department of Health. And I've got no qualms about that. They must sit with the Gauteng Department of Health and settle it and understand there's a meeting there. So let's push that aside. It's not an issue. The issue here is that every human being, every decent human being knows who comes to hospitals. These are sick, very sick, vulnerable members of society. They are not part of these labor issues between you and your employer. Why then attack them? Because that's exactly what happened in Charlotte Mateka. They were being chased out. They were being pulled out. I mean, if you listen to the head of pharmacy, you will cry. He says patients were sitting there waiting for their medicines to be dispensed. They were told to go away. As she described it, she said, by this mob. When the patients refused, they said, no, we can't go away without our medication. They then said, okay, you'll stay alone there. We'll chase the workers out. We'll see who will save you. Then they went to theater to drag out doctors and nurses. I hear some media saying this strike was by doctors and nurses. No doctor and nurse was involved in this because I don't think we could ever have a doctor or a nurse who will think like that. Then they were pulled out. They crossed the red line in theater, covered their faces with a theater mask for people not to see them, and started dragging the nurses and the doctors out of theater, and then thrashed the theater. Operations were on Kino. There were 50 people who were supposed to be operated. They could only operate 19 because the whole theater was thrashed. Then they went to the oncology unit where patients were receiving chemotherapy and radiotherapy. These are people with cancer. And they started thrashing the place and chasing everybody out. Surely that cannot be called a labor action. Then they went to the antenatal clinic where there are pregnant women, did the same thing. I mean, how do I describe such things by fellow human beings?
Criminal.
It is criminal. Kino, if even in this era where the whole world is angry about women abuse, children abuse, and rape and all that. Even if a murderer or a rapist gets injured by police and run into a hospital, international law say you can't chase that person. You can't chase any human being, regardless of what they've done in a hospital. Now, these were innocent patients who were coming to a hospital every day, waking up with pains, with a disease. Some of them scared that if I don't go to hospital, something will happen to me. Then they are chased by people simply because they are owed their bonuses, you know?
Oh, my word.
We can't be that type of a society.
But these are people who could be waiting for chronic medication. These are people who need life-saving, operations, for example.
Precisely my point. And the pharmacy manager was so strong, I respect that lady. She refused. Despite the intimidation, they broke into a pharmacy. They broke the door, literally, got in. She refused to leave. She dispensed all the medicine. And when I left at 7 o'clock, the medicines was there. She was saying, I'm waiting for anybody to come and collect their medicines.
Wow.
Because, and she dispensed it and put it there. Now, what happened to the people who were supposed to take that medicine? We don't even know. These people who chase them out don't even know what will happen tonight if this person cannot get their medicine.
So where to from here, Minister? Where to from here? Are you going to be chatting to Becky Kelle? Are you going to say, listen,
no,
we can't just...
I chat to him last night. I was chatting to him just now. Unfortunately, I had to tell him to wait when the radio started phoning in. But I chatted to him last night and I said, this can't be allowed. And I really want perpetrators of this to be arrested. Because, Kino, let's say we leave it now. Mm. But a person is inside that hospital,
yep,
who at any one time have the audacity and the bravery and the lack of conscience to get into theater, somebody being operated, drag the doctors and nurses out. Mm. Why should we keep such a human being inside the hospital premises?
Yeah, no, we don't need criminals like that in society.
Yes, I mean, why should, what confidence do we have that this person is wrong, is owed whatever, because I don't care about how much they are owed and all that. You don't simply don't make patients suffer like that just because somebody made you angry.
Exactly. Well, Dr. Arumatsule, I know you want to chat to Minister Kele as well. You guys will continue those discussions. Hopefully the police will act swiftly here, and we'll find another time to talk about the IP and affordable medications. We'll set up a separate discussion around that, but I want to thank you for your time.
Thank you very much.
It's a pleasure. The Minister of Health there, Dr. Aaron Motsoaledi. You saw it yesterday. You saw it all over the media. Nahawu members, Charlotte Matkeke Hospital, basically trashing the place. Minister Aaron Motsoaledi not very happy with that. You are joined by Gracia Rakotso, who's the Deputy Provincial Secretary at Nahawu in Gauteng. Gracia, thank you very much for your time.
Good morning, Kino, and thank you for giving us this opportunity to clarify issues in relation to the action at Charlotte Matlake.
Okay, I'm very glad you say clarify, because the first question is, I mean, do you deny that those people who went in there and trashed Charlotte Matlake, are you denying that they are your members?
The clarity that we want to provide is that it is not only Nehao members. In Charlotte Matlake, we've got about 5 unions.
Yes.
And it would be correct if the minister or if the media was putting it correctly to say workers at Charlotte Matlake embarked on that protest action. So
okay,
that is the clarity that
okay,
I am
I'm glad you put that clarification out there, but you obviously can't deny that some of your workers were involved in it.
We're definitely not denying that, Kino.
Okay, now, what exactly is your response to what actually happened there? We're talking about people being chased away from the pharmacy, people needing critical meds, people going into, and workers going into theatre, crossing the red line, putting on masks, going into the neonatal area, putting people at risk. What's your response to that?
Okay. Before I respond to the incident, I also want to provide a clarity to say at this stage, from the time that we got the complaint as the office, because we do not work at Charlotte Matlake, we are at the provincial office. We rushed to the hospital, and the people that we interviewed, because when we arrived there, the situation was a bit calmer. And the report that we got was denying the fact that workers did go into theater, workers did stop operation, workers actually chased people from the pharmacy. But as a union, we also do not want to take that one side. We are going to be conducting an investigation, and pending the outcome of that investigation, we are going to also appreciate it if we'll be given the platform to come and share with yourselves the outcome of the investigation.
I'm happy for you. Hold on. I'm happy for you to do that, Gracia. But are you calling Aaron Motsoaledi a liar? He was there. He was in theatre. He spoke to the actual manager of the pharmacy. The minister was there on the ground. He went to the neonatal unit. He saw what had been done. He saw the destruction. How can people deny it when it's there and plain for people to see?
You see, at this stage, as I correctly put it, we need to conduct our investigation because we got a contrary report from what the minister has received.
Have you been to the hospital at all?
Yes, we have. Yes, we have.
Did you go into theatre?
Yes, we did.
So what did you see when you went there?
When we went there, we did see outside the theatre the litter that was there. But I am not actually at this stage going to comment that people were taken out doctors were taken out of theater because the minister was not there when this incident happened, and we were not there when the incident happened. We appreciated the fact that the minister had indicated that he will be commissioning an inquiry, which we very much welcome and we will support. But on the other hand, allow us to also say management, together with the minister and the MEC of Health, were equally negligent, because this is a situation that came as a result of them not honoring policies, because of them not honoring agreements that we have entered into, because it's an issue that could have actually been stopped. So whilst we condemn what members have done at the hospital, equally we condemn the attitude of management, because they need to also respect the rights of workers much as they respect and we respect the rights of
Those are two separate things, obviously. I mean, if you've got a problem, if you've got an issue with the Gauteng Health Department, you can engage in strike action, which is legal strike action. People acting like thugs and criminals, that's a different case. That's a different story. As a matter of fact, the minister has spoken to Minister Tele, and the police are looking at this. They're going to be investigating, and he has called for your members and other union members to be arrested. What is your response to that?
We cannot respond to that until we have also commissioned our
Let me put it to you this time, because you're going to give me that all the time, and I understand that, right? It's the spin, it's what you need to do. But here's my question.
I take serious offense to you calling it a spin. You have requested us to come and give you our side of the story, and you need to also allow and avail us an opportunity to
but
clarify.
But I offered you an opportunity to come back on. I've offered you, gracias.
You cannot call it a spin. We cannot call it a spin. We are giving you a testimony and a response in terms of what we are also doing currently.
Okay. So let's. I won't fight you on that one. What you say? Absolutely. What you say is what you say. You'll come back with that report, because I will give you the opportunity to come back.
We'll definitely
but
do
if
that.
Your members have been found to have intervened in the pharmacy, in the theatre, in the neonatal unit, would you support that? And let's say your investigation finds that they indeed were involved, and the police investigation finds that they were involved. Would you be happy with them being arrested and following and basically answering to the might of the law?
We definitely respect the law, and as a responsible union, we'll definitely support such, because we do not condone the behavior that we obviously got reports that it actually happened. And we will definitely support the minister, we will support the department, but equally, as we are putting it, the same action in terms of the laws of this country must also apportion the blame to the management, just like it happened with Life Esidimeni. We do not just look at the one side in terms of what is the outcome of an action that was obviously started and manufactured by management through their irresponsible conduct.
No, I mean, come on. Gracia, here's where you and I can maybe agree to disagree. Because when you're a union member, you're an adult. Adults take responsibility for their actions. Their actions need to be played out within the law of this country. You can't, and I hope this is not what you're saying, you can't come and tell me that because, and let's say your investigation finds out that people were chased away from the pharmacy, the red line was crossed, and people in the neonatal unit were harassed as well. You can't tell me that that is management's problem. These are adults who decided to break the law. You can't go and apportion that to government.
I think you are choosing certain statements from what I am saying. I am saying we will take full responsibility, support the might of the law, but through other processes, and we have seen it happening for the same Department of Gauteng Health in Gauteng, where MEC Kedani Mahlangu, where the former HOD were taken into task in relation to their lack of governance, their lack of leadership in terms of identifying situations which can potentially lead into what happened at Charlotte Maxake. That is the point that I'm actually
saying.
I am in no way trying to downplay what might be alleged as a transgression in terms of the law.
Absolutely. And one will talk to you once you've done those investigations. Happy to have you back on. But once again, they're two separate things here. There is the actions, the legal actions you take as a union in order to get what you believe is owed to you. And then there are those who cross the line, and you can't conflate those two issues. There's criminality, there's legal, actions that's taken in order to get what you believe you need to get. And those are two separate things. You cannot conflate them.
And we fully concur to that, but we should not be one-sided as we look at the problem. Mm. We understand that when you deal with the problem, you need to look at it holistically.
Sure.
So that we are able to get to the core of this. It's one thing to look at the outcome of a poor judgment and a poor governance issue.
Mm.
And it is another thing to agree that the actions that led to that poor transgression by workers was as a result of somebody not doing what they're supposed to do. You mm. see, when we respect the laws of the country, we must also respect the collective agreements that exist between the employer and organized labor. They too need to be respected, but we will obviously get into that discussion post our investigation.
Criminals are criminals. Criminals need to go to jail. Union members who are not criminals, who want a better wage, deserve the better wage, should fight for that better wage within the law. And that's pretty simple. And as I'm saying,
absolutely,
you can't conflate the two. But thank you for joining us. We want to get you back on once you've done that investigation.
Absolutely. And it's a pleasure having us. Thanks.
Thank you so much. That's Gracia Kotso, Deputy Provincial Secretary for Nahawu in Gauteng.